I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touché.
You go right, you go right, you go left, you go right.
It's time for Touche here on the download on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, this is our month. This is our Monday. I guess this is Monday. Evening quarterbacking for the 2016 campaign. We've been doing it every Monday. We continue to do it with Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling. Dave Lundy, a Democrat analyst. Chris Roebling, a Republican analyst. Who's imploding more, Hillary or Trump? Go.
Obviously,
clearly,
Hillary,
Trump is imploding.
Hillary is
Trump
imploding.
Trump is just absolutely losing his mind.
That she.
See, I was waiting all day for that, guys. I was waiting all day. All right. We do have breaking news tonight. Big news. Hillary Clinton has enough delegates to become the Democrat nominee for president. Dave, how is that possible a day before California?
This is according to the Associated Press. They just posted this about 10 minutes ago.
You mean her super PAC?
AP is her super PAC now, yes. And Fox News is her communications arm. The AP reported this, and my guess is, and I was kind of thinking this might happen. Remember, Trump clinched not when an election happened, but when some of the unaffiliated delegates were called by reporters and were asked, "Who do you support?" And they said, "Oh, we support Donald Trump." I suspect the exact same thing happened. There were about 110 superdelegates that hadn't committed yet, and I suspect today. So she picked up. She had two wins over the weekend in the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
Wow!
Huge.
That's huge.
Huge.
Wow. VI.
Hey,
has Bill been there?
I love the Virgin
Islands.
And so those helped close the gap. And
the
so she was only
Virgin Islands.
She was only down by 19. And so I'm sure that they called around and they got they found out that she had 2383. So
you know,
Hillary
made it,
is so what is it? What's
all right,
it
all right. How many times? Okay, so let's just review the bidding. They don't run a Democratic primary on it for the Democratic Party. And they've got this crazy institution of the superdelegates, which is way out of control. And these people are susceptible. And I'll tell you, I think there is every chance in the world that Hillary will not be the nominee of the Democratic Party. Because the FBI, FBI.
I walked right into it.
You walked right into it, Justin.
I am telling you, the FBI does not spend this
much
time.
In July, Chris is still going to be saying this. She's going to be giving the speech at the convention saying, thank you, I accept your nomination. And Chris is going to say, I will bet she's not going to be the nominee.
No. By then, I will say I was wrong. But up until then, I am saying that this woman is not yet the nominee.
Let's stay on Hillary and Bernie.
Yeah.
And what does this mean? I mean, obviously, clinching the nominee means everything. But tomorrow in California, I mean, they put so much for the voters there. There's been so much made of Bernie putting all of his marbles into California and everything. And it's over? It doesn't mean anything?
Well, it's not that it doesn't mean anything. Obviously, well, first of all, there's several contests tomorrow. In New Jersey, she's going to clean up. She's going to win huge, probably.
Yeah, but all eyes are in California.
Well, all eyes are in California, but New Jersey's got 180 delegates.
It's big.
And there are several other states, and obviously California is, as Bernie said, the big enchilada. Donald Trump would have said that, but then he would have, you know, been attacking the enchilada for not being an American.
What?
Anyway.
What is he saying?
So I think everybody in our audience knows what I'm saying, Chris. California, you know, sure, it matters. It would be nice, but it's all gravy. In terms of what deciding the nomination's been decided. Our nominee is Hillary Clinton.
Hmm. No, the nomination has not been decided. And no, your nominee is not yet anybody. So let's just correct that record. Number two is it does mean a heck of a lot out there because, you know, she's had a hell of a time putting this guy away. She was supposed to be a great candidate by now. She was supposed to have learned from 2008. She's not a particularly good candidate. She's got her weaknesses. And I'll tell you, Trump, for all of his foibles, and he certainly, you know, David is chomping at the bit to get onto Trump foibles. But you know what? Trump is still doing very well out there. And I think that Hillary is not at all assured of winning in November.
You can make the argument that one of Hillary's strengths right now is Donald Trump, because it seems like more, I don't know what's happened, but it seems like every day a news story comes out that's foot in mouth. But is it affecting him, Chris? We'll get to the foibles, Dave. But is it affecting him? I mean, Republican leaders on the establishment are coming out saying, "Ooh, no, we don't want anything to do with this judge. We don't want anything to do with this."
Right. And look, there's a lot of hypocrisy about the judge thing, but I will tell you that I did not support Trump in the primary. I urge people not to vote for him. He prevailed in the primaries, and it's indicated that he's got more than enough delegates than he needs to get the nomination. That's the way you're supposed to say it, David. But that's where Trump is. Is Trump going to get the nomination? No one knows if Trump is going to actually get the nomination. Right now, he is the presumptive nominee, okay? Mm-hmm. And if he keeps making, if he makes dumb, own goal errors, like, you know, impugning this guy's Americanism because of his family lineage, okay, he might not be the nominee. And I personally would not shed a very big tear about that. Actually, David would be the one shedding the tear about that.
But that, no, it's so interesting, though, on the other side. And today there's an article about how the Trump surrogates are being told by Trump, hey, press this. Keep pushing this. Do not move away from the idea of this judge is being unfair. It seems strangely political when it shouldn't be.
Well, it's worse than that. This story that came out today about a conference call between Trump himself and his surrogates, in which he told his surrogates not only don't back down on the judge issue, he called on his surrogates to attack the judge's integrity. And he then called upon his surrogates to attack the media as racist for identifying this issue. I mean, this guy is seriously going off the rails. And frankly, the wheels are falling off the bus way earlier than I expected.
Dave, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear because every morning it becomes entertainment. But you know, the wheels falling off. I mean, I feel like I've heard you say that and other Democrats say that for the last 3 months, and they're not falling off.
No, they're not falling off. And in fact, Trump is remaining at the very least very close to Hillary, or in some cases ahead of Hillary in the general polls. Now, it's way too early for those to have a lot of predictive value, but I think many of them, especially the ones that are well done, have current descriptive value. And they're describing a country that understands who and what Hillary is, all personalities aside, who she is, what she represents, you know, a third term of Obama, or you put it in the nicest terms, flowery mm-hmm. terms that you want, that's who she is. Trump is basically cast in the role of not that, okay? Not that. And when he does things like this phone call this afternoon with the surrogates, he is emphatically not that.
Right.
And that is what Trump has used.
That's what he's running on, yeah.
He has ridden that. He has ridden not that through 17 opponents in the Republican primary, and he's riding it for the last month and a half against Hillary, and he is even or ahead of Hillary.
But right. Here's the thing. First of all, you misunderstand the rules of your own party. Trump is the nominee. He has enough pledged delegates, and the pledged delegates are obligated on the first ballot to vote for Trump.
Okay.
So Trump is the nominee. Second of all, I think that the idea that Trump is going to be able to win by simply being not Hillary, it's just not credible. And she started last week. She finally did something that just excited her supporters, which was
she told the truth.
Yes, she did. And what she said was that Donald Trump is unfit finally. Temperamentally and in every other way to be president. And all she did was quote him.
Right.
I mean, she dissected him in a way that
Democrats
really has so
and
far.
I would say a lot of Americans are waiting for.
Right.
Because we want to know whether or not this is a show, a sham, a piece of entertainment, if this is just a not Hillary campaign. So for her to jump out and actually start to attack Donald Trump with his own words, it's, I think, something we've been waiting for.
Yeah, this is missing the point. This is Hillary and David and the establishment and the mainstream media and the AP super PAC and the mainstream media super PAC.
all of which I control.
All misunderstanding, I think, the worldview of the voters. And there, she is speaking to the choir with that. She is speaking to the converted. She is speaking to the folks who are going to vote for Hillary. The folks who are out there making decisions, what you're seeing and what is of greatest significance to Hillary's viability and what is of greatest significance to Trump's viability, there are a lot of Obama voters who are not motivated to come out. And there are a lot of Obama voters who are not voting for Hillary. And there are a lot of Obama voters who are going to vote for Trump. So we're into microscopic elements of the overall popular vote. But they're very significant in and of themselves, and especially at the state level. This is why I don't back down from the idea that Trump is going to win an extraordinary number of states. And he's going to do it because people are so upset with the 38,000 paltry jobs that were created last month in the non-existent recovery of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
And if you had a normal candidate, a decent candidate, he might have pressed that issue for days on end. But he didn't. Instead, what he pressed is a racist attack against an honorable Hoosier. Judge Curiel is a Hoosier. He's not a Mexican, as Judge has said.
No, we're going to go through.
We're going to go through? Okay. Yeah. Here is, you know, it is the hypocrisy here. Let me just, two realms of hypocrisy. The Democrats have told us for 1,000 years that it is not enough to be a smart lawyer to be a good federal judge. You have to represent some element of society. You've got to, and so the ultimate expression of that came from the self-regarding Sonia Sotomayor, when she said, you know, I think a wise Latina on the Supreme Court will be able to give a ruling that makes sense to people, somebody about something on some issue. OK, whatever the heck she was trying to say,
yeah,
God only knows
what she said.
What that was abject racism. And it was denounced at the time by conservatives. And then you get Barack Obama wheedling the United States Supreme Court on national TV, and these guys are acting once again with, you know,
yeah, but there's,
faux
but
outrage
it's not,
about this.
On.
All of these
there's
guys
no
are subject to criticism.
There's no way that you
criticism.
Could say that Sotomayor's remarks or President Obama's remarks are in the same ballpark to what Donald Trump said. Maybe he needs to then get a speechwriter, because at least there was some nuance in what the words that President Obama
said. I already said Trump should not be questioning the family lineage of, you know, Judge X or Judge Y or Judge Z. But these guys are trying to say that judges are somehow sacrosanct they spent all this time beating up on
Chris,
the judges.
What
they beat up on Clarence
judge...
Thomas. They beat up on the judges for Citizens United.
Not because of his race.
No, we're trying to say the judges...
They have beaten up on Clarence Thomas because of his race since the day he was nominated, Justin.
Chris, the reason that they are beating up, the reason that what Trump is doing is being attacked universally by Republicans. Newt Gingrich called it a catastrophic mistake today.
Okay,
Republican after Republican after Republican have said this is wrong. It's racist. Ben Sasse says it's racist. This is totally different.
What
Trump
you're doing
said,
is
no,
selectively
no, hang on a second, breath
outrage.
Taker there. What Trump said this weekend was that he cannot be judged fairly by a judge who is Latino or a judge who is Muslim. We haven't gone down the list to all the other people who
that
can't
might
judge.
Be true.
And if you take,
are you telling me that that's not true?
Yes, I'm telling you it's not true.
Well,
and if
I
take
you,
Trump,
how can you say
if
that
we
that's
take
not
this
true? How
to
do
its
you know
logical
that?
Extension, then what? A white person can only judge a white person. A black person can only judge a black person.
No, that's not
this
a logical extension.
This is insane.
Extension.
This is attacking the judiciary.
You're making a philosophical error, my friend. That is not the logical extension. The logical extension is: can Trump, given his stated positions, get justice in America? And half of the Democratic Party has devoted 27 hours a day to saying that there are all kinds of categories of people out there who cannot get justice in America. So Donald Trump stands up and says, look, I've been saying a lot of things about Islam. I've been saying a lot of things about Muslims. I've been saying a lot of things about building a wall on Mexicans, and maybe I can't get justice in America. And suddenly he is not politically correct. This is
and Chris
the only
is filibustering
thing that these guys
because
have
he's
to
in
say.
Such shaky ground.
You
are on such shaky ground here,
I
my
know
friend.
You, yeah, I just feel like this is one that Donald Trump should probably move on from. And I feel like he has, for some weird reason, nothing sticks to him. The idea that he wants to
I disagree, Justin. I think that you're forgive me, but you're making the mistake of extrapolating from a primary process of Republicans to a general election. And let's just remember, Trump got 10 million or 11 million votes. Congratulations. But there will be 150 million Americans probably voting in this election. That is a lot more. It's a whole new universe. There are people out there who have no idea about this stuff with Trump. We live and breathe this on a daily basis. Mm. But the majority of people who will be voting in November really have no clue about Trump. And frankly, they don't know a lot about the stuff about Hillary other than they have a general bad feeling in some respects. When Bernie comes home, which he will... Sorry, when Bernie comes to the Democratic Party and tries to and says, I'm good.
For the first time going
Barack
to a Democratic
Obama,
convention.
And Barack Obama and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and everybody else is out there, you know, uniting behind Hillary. And Donald Trump continues to inflame everybody else, including independents.
Yeah.
He is turning off independents. The numbers, I'm telling you, in these polls are going to be changing come September. Look, I've predicted on this show that Hillary's going to win by 12. I am sticking with my prediction.
We'll see how the numbers shake out. And the numbers, this may actually stick to him. I understand that. And I've denounced the thing about the Mexican family lineage.
Finally.
But the whole idea, no, I did it at the top of the program, at the top of the segment. But
yes, but not the 42 times on Facebook I challenged you.
No, that's not true. I did say that. Now, speaking of Facebook, you ought to be getting more friends from what you're saying tonight. I know I am getting more friends. They're actually, I'm getting them. They're saying hello to me here. But look, it is vitally important that the Democratic hypocrisy on this issue be understood by everybody who is considering it. That's not to excuse Trump. That is to implicate the Democrats in the natural outcome of what they have been pushing. And as to the ultimate disposition of this election, I think the 38,000 jobs that were announced for last month, the fact that we've got a faltering economy, a faltering path of very weak growth to begin with, is much more significant to the average voter than what Donald Trump thinks about one particular judge in one particular lawsuit.
Well, you might want to tell that to Donald Trump.
There you go. Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling, we'll end it there. I want to thank you guys for coming in. We'll see you next Monday. Dave, you're going to be out next Monday?
I am going to be out next Monday.
So maybe Chris... Well, I'll get somebody else. I was just going to have you talk for...
No! No, don't do
okay,
that.
Forget it. I'm canceling my vacation.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. See ya.